Turns out God loves morning radio, and we didn't want to disappoint him. We're here. It's the John DeBella Show, the daily podcast for this Good Friday, April 19th, 420 Eve, for you heathens out there. And we had a mighty fine show for you today. This is what it sounded like. We started out with a little Easter prank that, well, you could tell a lot of people weren't at work and therefore not in their cars listening to us today. But that's all right. It was the thought that counts. We talked matzah as well. We didn't forget about our Jewish friends, as the Passover is also, of course, beginning. Breakfast with the Beatles saw us taking a look at The Girl Who Can't Help It and the Beatles' inspiration for Happy Birthday. We shared our Easter activities that we have planned for the weekend and then welcomed two stand-up comedians to the studio. Not just two stand-up comedians, two Mets fans. But we kept our hatred in check. After all, we're the ones in first place. That's right. You never punch down. Alonzo Bowden and Jim Brewer, both in studio today, hanging out with us. I hope you enjoy. Have a great Easter weekend, everybody. We will chat again on Monday morning. Until then, here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, I wanted to talk about Easter candy, but we tend to talk about Easter candy regularly, especially around Easter. So I was thinking about something new, and I would like to do something maybe a little religious this morning.
Okay.
All right. Some people might consider it sacrilegious, but they don't have a sense of humor.
Sure.
All right. These are the same people who got upset with me doing Bible stories called, you know, Crucifact or Crucifixion.
All right. Oh, that was a fun game.
That was a very fun game.
Yeah.
All right. But this morning I was thinking, we're going to need somebody. It's got to be a guy who is sleeping.
Okay.
All right. And someone in the house, I don't care if it's a man, a woman, a roommate, or something like that, goes to the guy who is asleep, and we'll be able to tell if you're faking this or not. Pour some water on their head, and when they wake up, yell, "He has risen." If you do this,
this
came up because I found an extra $25 Visa card.
Sure.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, so if you're the person who does this,
we have an offering for you.
We have an offering for you. We have alms, right? Mm-hmm. You know. So if you're the person who does this, right, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We should put this to tape because this could be dangerous. Whatever comes out of that person's mouth when he rises. But it has to be a man. It can't be a woman you're waking up. It has to be a man. A man or a woman could do it, but it has to be a man in bed in order for the "he has risen" to work.
Yeah.
No takers yet, Jen. Or Cindy.
Yeah, either one.
Sorry.
I'll answer to anything.
Okay, fine. All right, so Fred, let me ask you. All right. So no takers yet. Here's what's up for offer. I found an extra or a leftover $25 Visa card in my desk drawer this morning. And I said, well, gee, we should do something with this. And seeing that it is the Easter time of the year, and this Sunday, if you're a believer, Jesus Christ rose from the grave, we would like to, and they said at the time, "He has risen."
Of course.
Right? If there's a man, or it could be your teenage son or something like that. Not a little child. It would be wrong for
a he in the house.
Is there a he in the house? Right? Call us here in the studio as you prepare to dump water on their head while they're still sleeping.
Have you ever been woken up that way?
Yeah. My dad was good for that one. Yeah. My dad's favorite one was water on, if you were laying on your stomach and you're sleeping on your stomach, water on the back of your knees. There's an exciting.
Oh, really?
So it would just pour some water on the head, right? And then once they wake up, you get to shout, "He has risen." And if you're the person who does it, a $25 Visa gift card is coming your way. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. I'll be somewhat unrelenting on this one, but...
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mouth Boy, zip it!
MGK.
I don't want to see one-sided with my celebration this morning, because we will celebrate Easter, but Passover starts today as well. And, of course, if you're going to celebrate Passover, there's one thing that, of course, is a big deal when it comes to Passover, and that's matzah.
That's yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I wish I was Jewish sometimes. Just
really?
For the
Are you that much of a matzah fan?
It's delicious.
But saltines don't do it for you?
Nah, not so much.
All right,
give me the
get the unsalted saltines. It'll be closer to the matzah.
That's a good point.
You know,
I love a lot of Jewish food.
Lox, how could you
bagels,
not? So much of it.
Cream
so
cheese.
Much of it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's so healthy too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But if you're saying matzah,
I feel like a freak.
You got it.
Because every time I pull out something to eat,
yeah,
for this week, I can't do this.
Why not?
Because I'm Jewish and Jewish. I can't eat bread. Yeah, my rabbi said only matzah. Any way you want to eat it, cold or hot, it's matzah. Fun for your mother, brother, sister, father, matzah.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again.
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
Right now, we are serving breakfast, and the opening song for the second half of the Beatles' White Album emerged from a jam that happened in Abbey Road Studio 2. The Beatles had scheduled us an early start because they wanted to go back to Paul's house, who didn't live far from the Abbey Road Studios, because that night the old rock and roll film, The Girl Can't Help It, was going to be on BBC television. You know, and this is their chance to see this. And this was a great rock and roll film. You know, and especially, it was one of the earliest rock and roll films that there ever was. Fats Domino was on it, The Platters, Gene Vincent and his Blue Hats, and Little Richard. Now, once the movie was over, everybody came back to the studio along with a whole bunch of friends of the band, and they started to jam out a song based on something that Paul had recorded earlier. Now, in that show that night, you know, in that movie that night, one of the songs that they heard was the title song done by Little Richard called The Girl Can't Help It, which went like this.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it, can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Now, I mean, I know that song.
Yeah, all right, you hear this?
Fergie sampled that.
Fergie did sample that. Yeah. What was it, Clumsy? Was that what
yes,
the song?
Yes, very
Clumsy.
Good.
She did, yeah. Wow. Well, you know what? The Beatles were inspired too, and after hearing that, we got this. So although they don't sound the same, boy, the energy sure is.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella!
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette!
Have you guys taken care of, what are you doing for the boys? What are you doing for the boys?
Egg hunt at grandma's house on Sunday.
Okay,
very exciting. It's a tradition, unlike any other.
But what about them? what about them and what about him individually? Does he get a basket?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Both of them?
Same for little Stevie.
We're dyeing eggs today, too.
Oh cool. Yeah. We did that the other night.
Yeah. All right, that's
I made
great.
A Philly Fanatic egg that delighted him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, we're getting very artistic with your eggs.
That's right.
All right.
And I also made a gritty one and then promptly dropped it. It's very crazy. It's hard to hold.
We're probably going to make a general pink, purple, maybe a blue egg.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're purists.
Right. Yeah, nice. I am very
pure. All right. You don't do dots. You don't art out on it.
To be honest, John, I haven't dyed eggs in years.
Okay. All
just
right.
You really lay it out there. I don't really know what
there
I'm doing.
There are some traditions. There are some people, and I've until this morning, I never even heard of this. I don't know if you have, Sin. All right. Some people believe that the devil should not be involved with Easter, so when Easter celebrations come along, there's never deviled eggs as an appetizer.
Oh, jeez.
Right? Right?
Okay.
That's pretty hardcore. That's taking Orthodox to a new level.
You know, 85% of parents are planning to limit how much candy they give their kids. The other 15% don't really give a rat's ass, it seems.
Yeah.
It's like, run around like a madman. That's okay. I don't have to sleep tonight. Yeah,
those teeth are falling out anyway.
All right. And 8% of people think the best part of Easter is eating.
I would
really.
Maybe I don't want to admit that.
For us, it's not as big a meal as like Christmas and Thanksgiving are.
Oh, really? But you get the ham rocking, right?
Yeah, we get the ham rocking, all that stuff. Lisa does this shrimp tomato pie.
And,
I don't need the ham to tell you the truth once she makes that.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. So, but, you know.
We get fat for every holiday.
Right, yeah, yeah. And, you know, and if it was up to me, we'd have lamb. But Lisa hates lamb, so that never happens, right? Yeah. So if anybody's having lamb and you want to invite me over, as a, you know, if you feel bad for me, all right, just give us a call here in the studio. I'm joking. Please have your own Easter dinner without me. I will not make it more entertaining.
The John DeBella Podcast.
There's something unholy about this.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
You must be prepared for the consequences.
102.9.
What about consequences?
MGK.
speaking of the weekend, there's a man in town that you will just love. He is appearing at Helium Comedy Club tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 10. You can always get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. One of the winners, the one of the grand prize winners, one of the final, well, the finalist. What year did you win?
05.
Last Comic Standing?
05. Yeah. I am, and let's keep doing this without saying my name.
I was about to.
I know, John. I'm messing with you.
Alonzo Bowden is here.
Yes.
Good morning.
I have the unique history of being a runner-up on the show and then getting to go back and win the show. Like, usually when you're a runner-up, you're gone. And by the way, the worst spot on a reality show is coming in second.
Oh, right? First loser.
Yeah. Well, no, because what happens is there's three of us on stage, right? And they said, and the third runner-up is Gary Goldman, right? Everybody. And they said, and now there's just two of us on stage, and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of Last Comic Standing, John Heffron. And then I'm just kind of standing there like, oh, yeah, and Alonzo came in second. Like, because there's two of you. So they announced the winner, and like, oh, yeah, the guy standing there, yeah, he came in second. But then we went back and did another season, and I won.
Was that your season? Was that Goldman, Heffron, and you?
Yeah.
That's a powerhouse season.
That season was insane. We also had Kathleen Madigan, Tammy Pescatelli, Todd Glass.
These
Corey
are all
well
established.
All of us were on that. Yeah, we were all on that. It was like the all headliner season of Last Comic.
It sounds like a comedy lineup for this show.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah, we're talking to every one of those people next week.
So how are you? I got you confused with somebody else, but I've always loved your work, and most of it I've seen on television.
Yes, thank you. I'm great. I'm doing great.
I saw you having some problem with your phone before. You were you having an argument with Siri?
Siri and I don't get along, and I shouldn't say that. See, here's the thing with Siri. Siri doesn't need me anymore. Siri has my identification information, my passwords, my credit cards. Like, I have the new iPhone. I don't know what it costs because Siri bought it. I was just looking, and Siri said, do you need a new iPhone? And I said, no, Siri, I'm just looking at it. And she said, no, you need a new iPhone because your phone is going to stop working now. And the phone just stopped working. And she said, the new one is on the way. And I said, how much is it? And she said, none of your business. It's coming. And then I bought Alexa. And so I have Alexa in my kitchen and Siri on my phone. And to those listening, you don't want two women living in the same house. They do not get along. Siri's not happy. This new young woman's moved in, seems to know everything. No, it's not good.
Do you? Where are you from, and where do you base yourself?
Well, I grew up in New York.
Okay. All right. Where in New York?
Queens.
Where in Queens?
St. Albans, Jamaica.
Home of James Brown.
Here we go.
I'm from Queens myself.
Not only that, and this is going to get me killed here in Philly. You know, I am a Met fan.
Okay.
But not just a Met fan. I and the New York Mets were both born in Queens in 1962. Like, that's how far back I go with the Mets. We grew up, we were big-time Met fans. And the great thing about being a Met fan is, when May comes, you know the rest of the year you're free. Your season's over. It's like, yeah, maybe next year. Maybe next year. But, man, did we have an April. Huh? How about that? No, it's always been fun being part of that team and being a fan of that team. But, yeah, I grew up in New York and Queens. Then I moved to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in L.A. most of my life and love it. And the only team in L.A. that I've adopted are the Clippers. And of course, you guys have J.J. Redick and Tobias Harris from the Clippers because they wanted to see what it's like to go deep in the playoffs. but no, I love that. So that's my sports history.
So how much time do you spend? You must live in an airplane.
Man, I fly so much. I've had an experience many people haven't enjoyed. I've been downgraded on flights.
What?
Yeah. See, now I'm not going to mention the name of the airline, but it's an American airline. Just saying. And this has happened to me twice where I bought a business ticket. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I get there. And the first time it was really funny because nobody wanted to tell me what was wrong. I knew something was wrong because they wouldn't let me check in. And I, they were like, yeah, just go to the counter. So finally I go to the counter and there's another brother there. And I guess they said, yeah, he'll be able to tell him. And he's like, seriously. And he was like, did anyone tell you what's going on? And I was like, no. He said, man, we had to downgrade you out of business class. I was flying to Bermuda. I was doing a gig I do in Bermuda. And they said, yeah, we switched airplanes and it's smaller, so they don't have enough seats. So they moved you to coach, right? And I'm like, what? And he said, yeah, man, that's just, you know. So, I guess they said, well, if a brother tells him, he won't get mad. So my first thought is, all right, well, I'm going to sue. Like, you can't move a brother to the back of the plane. What? You can't do that, right? And I get on the plane, and we're going to Bermuda. Everyone in business class was black. I was like, come on. I can't even get a race card thing happening. Everybody. So that was the first time that they did it. And then more recently, you know, they've grounded these 737 right. Maxes.
Right.
So they said, yeah, we you were on a 737 Max, so we put you on a different plane and downgrade. So here's your choice. You can keep your business class ticket on a plane that might crash, or you can go sit in coach on a plane that's going to make it there. And I was like, who gets downgraded? I've never even heard of that. I didn't even know that was within, like, the rules.
I've never heard of such a word.
They can do that. Just so you know. They can do that, and you have a choice of getting angry. Uh-huh. Like, that's all you get.
That's,
you
know, it. That's
you,
it.
You get? Do I get free miles? No, you just get angry.
Right, yeah, and you get a lot of, yeah, I understand that, sir, but you're right. Still downgrounded.
Right, yeah, no matter sir. What. Like, yeah, you know. So there's that.
Now can I ask how old you are now?
I am, and my agent hates when I tell it my actual age. I'm 56.
You're 56.
Which people
you who, look damn good for 56.
Yeah, but it's gonna wear off. It's here's
you're
the
not
thing.
Backing up with that black don't crack thing.
No, it doesn't. I look great, but then what happens is it just suddenly comes to an end, right? Like you're like, wow, he looked great. He just died. What happened? What happened? What he died from? Black. It's been black all my life. It finally wore me out. No, I'm going to tell you, John, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get sick, and they're going to go to my health insurance, and my health insurance is just going to say, yeah, let him go. Like, they don't raise my premiums anymore. They actually reduce my coverage. Every year I get something. I'm looking at you. You're young.
It's
you
another downgrade. You don't,
yeah, it's another yeah. downgrade. He doesn't even know yet about health insurance. Once you hit 50, health insurance is a big part of your act. You're like, oh, I got the health insurance. Let me do my health insurance chunk. So they sent me this thing, and they said, if you're really sick, like if it's a life or death emergency, you can go to the emergency room. Otherwise, and they gave me a phone number, call this number and you can video chat with a doctor. That like so I'm going to need surgery and I'm going to call and he's going to be like, oh, okay, go to the kitchen. Get the sharpest knife you have. Right? Then the next day they just find me on the kitchen floor like, oh, man, what happened? He lost the signal. Yeah, he's in the middle of a procedure, you know. He messed around with Boost Mobile. You know, you doing a procedure, you got to have Verizon. You can't have Sprint and do a medical procedure. So
buffering.
Yeah, exactly. Buffering. Exactly. I'm like, what do I do next?
I'm about to get into some dangerous territory here.
All right.
All right, because I know you well enough. I don't know if you heard about it, and as a Mets fan, you might know this. That the Yankees have cut out Kate Smith singing God Bless America because they found out that in the 30s, she recorded a couple of songs. One is Pickaninny Heaven.
Yeah, I heard about this. Right. I heard about
And the other one is That's Why Darkies Were Born.
Yeah, you know, not only offensive, but also you had to look it up. Like, you had to tell, like, Pickaninny, that one's so old, you had to tell people, you know, this used to be a thing. You know, it's what you got to do, right? This is one of those where a lot of people say, well, it was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, but it still happened. And right. And we'd rather not. Like, there's a bunch of other people who sang God Bless America who weren't involved in the big Pickaninny scandal. So, yeah, pick someone else who did the song, you know what I mean, and let that Let that be. Thanks to them. I appreciate that. When you find out something is wrong, to say, okay, you know, it might have been part of society, you know, 80, 90 years ago, but now it's wrong, so we're going to get away from it. So good for the Yankees. Good for the Yankees
At the same time, though, imagine, I mean, if they didn't, even though she did it, if somebody didn't bump into this information, because in all honesty, 2 days ago, nobody knew it.
Right. And that's okay. You know, if you didn't know it, you can't be held responsible for it. And that's fair. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a lot of things going on with the Me Too movement. It's the same thing where there were some horrible things done and said and people didn't know about it. But now people have found out about it and we're in a different time. And they're like, no, you can't continue with this, you know. Mm-hmm. Behavior or endorsement or doing business with or something like that. So good for the Yankees for doing this. I'm more concerned with the new racists. You know, that those are the ones I'm worried about. But good for the Yankees for putting, you know, for saying, hey, this was wrong and we're not going to keep going with it and we'll do away with it. You know.
Now I wonder what's going to happen with the Flyers.
Well, I don't know how often they roll out Kate Smith anymore.
Well, that's true. They still got Lauren Hart.
Well, yeah,
doing
but
it, right.
And they would sing together. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say. I don't know if there's any darkies on the Flyers. I don't know what's going on there. Look
they
how nervous
him.
He got just when I said that.
He got downgraded.
He got downgraded.
Alonzo Bowden is appearing tonight.
Yeah, please, let's not end it on the darkies joke.
All right, fine.
Can we
Alonzo,
can we go somewhere else?
How big are your balls? Because that voice, Jesus.
Seriously, I had to turn my volume down.
You know, and Jim, you've got a great voice.
I'm John, but that's okay.
John, I'm sorry, John. Sorry, John.
That's for leaving your name out in the beginning.
That's right. That's right. Hey, what's his name? The guy with the voice, you know, the host of the show.
Well, yeah. Dave thinks that you look like Jeffrey Holder.
Jeffrey Holder's
okay.
kid.
Jeffrey
so
Holder's
tell
kid.
You, I'll give you, it's great. Now you've set up a great story we can go out on. I'm going to give you the Jeffrey Holder story. So I have got that. And my dad used to get that. So like I say, we were Met fans. So we're at a Mets game, and this guy, this drunk guy, insists my dad is Jeffrey Holder, right? And he's like,
and
Jeffrey
at that time,
Holder.
It was the these are cola nuts.
Yeah,
these
this
are
is in the 70s.
Nuts.
When right. He's yeah, doing, yeah, yeah. He's doing 7-Up commercials and all kind of stuff.
And it was a Bond villain.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
he was in the Bond. You know what? I didn't know that he was a choreographer.
Really?
Jeffrey Holder's career started. He was a Broadway choreographer. I never knew that. But anyway, we're at the game, and this guy won't let it go. And finally, my dad looks at him and says, if I were Jeffrey Holder, would we be sitting up here? Like we're up at the top deck. We're like, no, Jeffrey Holder doesn't sit. Jeffrey Holder doesn't know these seats exist. Okay, Jeffrey Holder has never heard of the 300 section or whatever. No, trust me. Jeffrey Holder, see down there near the field? That's where Jeffrey Holder's sitting. We're sitting up here in the working class seats.
Well, Alonzo Bowden is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 at Helium Comedy Club. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Thank you for getting up, for coming
John,
in.
John, this has been awesome. Thank you. Good luck with your new studios. To those listening, they're in some temporary studios right here, it's a nice office.
Yeah.
But it's probably not a great radio studio. And while you're talking, I'm going to go steal that boombox. To those listening, they have a boombox out there with like dual cassettes
and
stuff
CD.
Like that.
And
like,
CD.
Like if you turn it on, it just starts playing Fight the Power. Even though there's not even any music in it. You just hit the power button and it starts playing Fight the Power. You know?
I nearly said Jeffrey Holder, our guest. Alonzo Bowden.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Shut up!
102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, he will be at the Soundwaves Room at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel in Atlantic City. Tickets are always available through Ticketmaster.com. His new album, Live in Portland, is just screaming up the charts. Number five on the chart right now?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Brewer is here.
Morning, Johnny and
morning.
The crew.
How's it going?
You know, you're one of the few people that does get away with calling me Johnny.
Johnny.
I saw them pucker up
when I said it.
You make it work, though. It's all about just how it sounds.
Yeah, it's the way it sounds. You know, yeah. Ever since I was a kid, my mother started it. Like, now his name is John. It's not Johnny. Right? Because we had a lot of Johnny boys in my family. And my mother was like, no, we're bringing that to an end right now.
Oh, Johnny. So what about Jonathan?
No, but not a Jonathan. I'm just a simple John. That's it.
Alonzo called him Jim earlier.
Yeah, he called me Jim. So if you want
that.
Jimbo.
All right. I did an interview with Dave Mason once. He was in the studio, stoned out of his teeth, right? And, you know, and for some reason, he starts calling me Bob, right, during the course of the conversation. So I kind of started calling him Fred, right? And he never noticed.
I'm the worst at doing that too. Back in the day, I would do radio and said, I swear to God, they go, "You want Roger Daltrey?" I went, "Look, the guy from the Who." Like, yeah, he said he'd come on show. Oh, my God. Yeah. So I got 10 minutes with him. For the first 3 minutes, like, so, Robert, when you started doing this thing, and Robert, you wanted the best. And finally he went, Robert, is this guy saying call me Robert? I went, oh, no, I meant Roger. That's what I meant. What an idiot.
Listen, I have some special things for you today because I know how, you know, I know what a baseball junkie you are, you know, and Alonzo was just in here and he's a big Mets fan also. So first off,
we were talking, we saw each other, we swapped stories in the hallway.
So here's a song that you know well, but I don't know if you've ever heard the Philadelphia version.
Oh, no.
Meet the Mets. Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies. Bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life because the Mets are really sucking the ball. Knocking those home runs over the wall.
Do they play that in stadium over the last few years?
Listen, Johnny.
This is choke the Mets. Choke the Mets, because if there's one thing your team can do.
We love choking. We love choking.
And I'll give you a choice. You can have either hat.
I remember the... I like the red one.
Okay, here,
I actually have one.
Which one looks like it got run over by a smaller tractor trailer?
I'm excited for you, bananas.
It's fun.
It's hopped up. I've watched almost every Phillies game.
Really?
Every single one. Right from the... even last night with the Rockies and all that, I've watched every single game. They are an exciting team. I love baseball.
I watch them.
I watch the Brewers.
And
of course, I watch the
Brewers. They were named after you.
True.
I never liked the Brewers until they got Yelich.
Dude.
Yeah. I wanted Yelich.
He's an ugly person.
He really is.
I mean, he's
not a pretty human being.
He is not a good looking man.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's not. But I think his wallet and his stardom is not going to have a problem finding the woman of his dreams.
Right.
I agree. Yeah.
So let me ask you something, because we're both from the same neighborhood, sort of. All right. You know,
where are you from again?
I'm from Rosedale. You're from Valley Stream.
Oh, wow.
That's where
I used to buy marijuana.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
You had to come to us for marijuana?
Yes.
Because we had to go to Valley Stream for Quaaludes. So.
That makes sense.
You're like two junkies passing in the night.
What's your greatest memory of living on Long Island?
Greatest memory wrapped up in one?
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
Well, what do you miss? What do you miss about the world?
I'll tell you what I miss. I miss everyone sitting on their porch, hanging out. Everyone, there was always someone on the street. I didn't have to leave my street.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I miss. I miss from the minute the sun went up, being outside, to the minute even the sun went down, still
being
wanting
outside.
To be outside.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And even when we got older, it was just grabbing chairs and sitting in the driveway.
Right.
Wow, yeah.
You know, we thought we were on vacation.
Yeah.
I just don't see that where I'm at anymore.
Yes, but you have a large palatial estate.
I have a larger...
house than you did in Valley Stream. did you go to Central?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I graduated with Freddie Armisen.
Who was really?
Oh, nice.
Yes. Me and Freddie graduated 85. Fred Armisen was not he wasn't the guy he was today. He was really into punk rock.
Yeah, were you in his band?
No, I was a metal guy. I was Priest, Maiden, AC/DC. Okay. He was, you know, he had a Dead Kennedys jacket. Like, who's this guy? Mm-hmm. And he also had a mohawk before mohawk existed. So he was a little bit, you know, he'd be called Freak. Like, here comes the Freak. Dude's got a mohawk. What's wrong with this kid? And Freddie, and then so me and Freddie graduated. Guy from Everclear or something. Mm. Was
really?
Oh, Art Alexis?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, wow, cool. Wow,
and also Buscemi is from Valley Stream Central.
I can picture
get
that.
Get out. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Larry Miller is from Valley Stream.
Yeah, that I know.
The
I know.
Brothers McMahon. What are they?
I have no idea.
Now you lost me.
Yeah, you lost me too.
Oh my God! The actor from Brothers.
This is what happened.
Sounds like a folk band.
You know, you're 51 now. You're losing.
So annoying. He's a big actor, and I don't have my phone on me. He's a huge actor.
Is his last name McMullen or what's he?
No, look at Brothers McMullen.
Sounds like a bluegrass group.
We're spending way too much time. People are driving off the road right now. Who cares? So, about Harper.
Let me ask you this. Ask you this because I know what you turned 51 this year. Is that what it was?
51. Yeah,
51. And did you did the doctor prescribe anything for you?
My wife. Well, my wife wanted me to get my rear ends just blown out from a colonoscopy.
The colonoscopy?
Because
I love hearing stories about guys who go through this for the first time.
Right? Well, I'll tell you this. I did not want to do it. I don't like anything back there. I don't need wet naps. I don't want anything back there. I don't. It's too...
You got a real large bicycle seat, you know, just in case.
Yes, even when you get hemorrhoids, I don't... No. I'd rather just fly it out. So... My wife said, no, you're getting a colonoscopy. And once you turn 50, insurance pays for it. So if you're 49, right, 11 months, 30 days, you're dropping $6,000-$7,000 to get your rear end cleaned out.
That's not a cleaning. It's a viewing.
It's a viewing and a cleaning.
Oh, and a cleaning beforehand.
I did the whole oil change.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right.
All right.
And that's one hell of a dipstick.
Yes, it is.
What got me is when I went in that room and you see that hose and it has foot markers on it. Ooh. You know, 1 foot,
they
2 foot,
show it
three
to you?
Foot. You can't avoid it. It's hanging on a hook.
That's cruel.
It's hanging on a hook. And when I went in, I don't know if I want to do this. And a guy was being pulled in a gurney and he looked like a rhino that was pegged in the wilderness. He was a big human being. And when he went in the room, you could see through the... They had a window, and these two guys, you know, they're just lifting the leg, and you see the pole that's got to be 6 feet, and it just keeps going in and in and in. And went, I'm not doing it. I'm out. And then they injected whatever they did, and I tell
propofol,
you what.
Propofol.
It was the best sleep I ever had in my entire lifetime. I begged the guy if I can go back at least 3 days a week. If I get to sleep like that, I mean, you put whatever you want in my ass. Just make sure it's out when I wake up.
That's it.
But the worst part is the stuff you got to take beforehand, you go, which I did not know. She put that in a shake because she didn't tell me I had the day off and I thought we were going to go out on a dinner date. No, she set it up.
Right.
And she put in my drink. She put in my mint chocolate chip shake.
Right.
And about 20 minutes into it, I had a gurgle up in my shoulder blade. Oh, my God. Used that. It was up in the shoulder blade. Every 15 minutes, I'm peeing out my ass. And in the last 5 hours, is all air. Five hours. I had to put chapstick on there.
Sounds like you're filling up a tire.
You know, that's exactly what it sounded like. What's the pressure?
Jim Brewer is appearing tonight and tomorrow night at Soundwaves Room and the Hard Rock Casino in Atlantic City. His new album, Live in Portland, number 5 on the Billboard charts, ladies and gentlemen. And going strong. If you want tickets to the show, they're available through Ticketmaster.com. It is always good to see you, my man.
You too. Well, I'll see you soon.
You're always welcome.
Good luck to your Phillies.
Let the battles begin.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.